Our concern really is with children who are under 5 years of age, most of them presenting with malnutrition. So they are emaciated, very sick. Some of them are so sick that we have to refer them to our inpatient facilities immediately upon seeing them. The camps, as you can imagine, with such a steady influx of people, are really overstretched, literally bursting at their seams. We are having now refugees settling at the outskirts of the camps, where access to water, sanitation is really difficult, and inadequate social amenities for them in these areas. So it's a big concern for us working in the DAB camp.
I understand some of the mothers are arriving there who give birth almost immediately after arriving. What kind of condition is the newborn in?
For a mother who has been traveling over a long period, most of them we're seeing are traveling over 45 days with inadequate food. So you'll find that there's a high level of low birth weight children among new arrivals who are coming. Mothers are also coming in very anemic, with very low blood levels, and that also has an effect not only on the risk of death to a mother when she's having the baby, but also the risk of the baby having anemia after delivery. Of course, the risk of sepsis is also there, I mean infections, because most of these mothers would end up delivering either on their way or in the outskirts without any medical person to assist in delivery or basic hygiene measures during delivery. So infections among newborn children is also quite high, especially those ones who are born at home and route to the facility.
How are they fed? Are they fed by their mother's breast milk, or is there some other type of special therapeutic feeding that you all do?
For newborn children, of course, we'll encourage breastfeeding. But for children who we are seeing who have malnutrition, apart from encouraging breastfeeding for those children who are under 2 years of age, in general, we are providing high-calorie-rich meal for those ones who are very sick and are admitted in our facility. And this is to help them catch up before we switch them to therapeutic food. One of the therapeutic foods that we use is a base called plum peanut, which has a high calorie content. And when given to these children between 6 to 8 weeks, they are able to gain weight to almost normal levels of weight within that short period of time.
So the mothers are able to provide breast milk even though they themselves are in some form of state of malnutrition?
For those who are able to breastfeed, we'll always encourage breastfeeding because of the added advantages of breast milk. But as you said, yes, some of the mothers are coming in 2 weeks to actually even breastfeed the children, and we are left now to look into the nutritional support, total nutritional support for these children.
What other health concerns are you seeing outside of the malnutrition as people continue to arrive there on a daily basis?
Basically, when they are coming in, the lack of health facilities. In Somalia, from the region they are coming from, coupled with a long walk, they not only suffer from the effects of hunger, but also general illnesses, respiratory tract infections, watery diarrhea, because of the lack of water coming in, and it's difficult to maintain levels of hygiene. Our main concern right now is the risk of outbreaks in the camps. We know that in Somalia, with the poor health infrastructure, like immunization against common childhood illnesses is very low, and therefore there's always a risk of disease outbreaks like measles, watery diarrhea, like cholera. And what we are doing now is ensuring that all children under 5 years of age are immunized. This is to protect them, those who have not had some of these diseases, and also to protect the general population. We are stepping up efforts, especially in the outskirts, not only the International Rescue Committee, but other agencies working in the DAB, to ensure that there is adequate water where they are. And this is mainly to reduce the risk of disease outbreaks like cholera at this particular point in time.